This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday postponed the general election by 4 weeks to October 17th, but ruled out delaying it any further as the country tackles a new outbreak of the coronavirus. The election had been scheduled to be held on September 19th. Pressure had been mounting on Ardern to postpone the vote, and amid the resurgence of COVID-19 infections in its biggest city, Auckland, after the country had been free of coronavirus cases for 102 days. New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters called on Sunday for a delay in the election. The main opposition National Party also wanted a delay after they were forced to cancel campaign events due to restrictions on movement and crowds due to the pandemic. It has accused Ardern of using the crisis to shore up support. Ardern said she had advised the governor general of the new election date and added that she could not and did not intend to change it again. New Zealand law requires the election to be held before November 21st. South Korea counted its fourth straight day of triple-digit increases in new coronavirus cases as the government urged people to stay home and curb travel. The government had drawn up a special holiday Monday with hopes of spurring domestic consumption, but as infections in the capital region increase, the health minister, Park Nyung-ku, urged people to stay home and for residents in Seoul and a nearby province to avoid visiting other parts of the country for 2 weeks. Most of the 197 new cases announced Monday came from the greater capital region. Health workers have been struggling to track infections, but churches have emerged as a new major source. And more than 774,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that number is more than 170,000. This is VOA News.